You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. It's Friday, and commentator Gary Borders joins us to recount an unusual home invasion that required some detective work and a bit of biology smarts.
As spring commenced, I noticed the flowers attracted a bounty of bumblebees. They hovered around the blooms and then flew upward and buzzed about the balconies that jut out from our upstairs bedrooms. Then one morning, I heard a loud knocking at the side of the house. It stopped when I opened the side door, resumed when I came back inside. Finally, my wife snuck outside and announced that a woodpecker was knocking holes into the side of our house. A woodpecker? Why in thunderation would a woodpecker have chosen our house to attack, seeking a meal of insects? I went outside to investigate and found a half dozen holes in the wooden siding about a dozen feet off the ground, roughly 4 to 5 inches long and a half inch or so tall. There were about a couple dozen perfectly round holes, about half the size of a dime, drilled into the vertical edge of the wood. I immediately thought our home was being attacked by termites. Termites are bad news, but certainly treatable. If you have a wood frame house in East Texas or Louisiana, chances are strong termites are going to eventually show up. You just have to be diligent about making sure they don't eat your house. So I wasn't really worried about it. More money for home maintenance, that's all. I called the pest control fellow, left a message that it looked like the termites had returned. He came out and gave us the scoop. First off, he said, termites can't fly. Thus, if there are holes in your house a dozen feet off the ground, unless there are dirt tunnels rising from the earth to those holes, termites are not the culprits. No, our invaders were carpenter bees. Carpenter bees, I asked. What the heck are carpenter bees? You sure you don't mean carpenter ants? No, he meant carpenter bees. Those bumblebees I was admiring are actually marauding, wood-destroying beasts that are not pollinating flowers or making honey or doing whatever the heck the good bees are doing. Instead, they are drilling holes into our house at an alarming rate. Then the woodpecker comes along, sees a small hole into which bugs are now flying, and decides it's time to make that into a much larger hole so that he can have better access to the bugs. It's not enough that living in East Texas means putting up with fire ants, skateboard roaches, termites, 90% humidity, pine pollen, and Louis Gohmert. Now I have to deal with carpenter bees eating my house. The bad news is these pests are not easy to get rid of, unlike termites, which are relatively easy to treat. You put poison in the holes, then putty up and repaint over the putty. But the bees keep buzzing around, looking for a spot you missed, or another opportunity to bore a hole. I went online, of course, seeking information. Some home remedies included making loud noises. So once I'd pookied up the holes, in spite of a killer bee buzzing around, that's what I call them since they're trying to kill my house, I started yelling really loud and waving my hands. This seemed to have no effect, though I think my neighbor might have called the police because a squad car came through our cul-de-sac, and that rarely occurs. At least the woodpecker's gone away, presumably back to trying to fell the pine tree nearby. I've also taken to squirting the water hose at the bees when I see them buzzing the house. That works when I'm on bee sentry duty. Eternal vigilance is the price one must pay for home maintenance.
Sound familiar, Gary? Those are the amateur YouTube variety of carpenter bees. You can hear Gary's previous commentaries on our website at redriverradio.org. You can write to him, and if you have some home remedies that work, I'm sure he'd appreciate it. GaryBorders.com is his website, or Borders at redriverradio.org. Morning Edition continues in a moment.